3.2 Penguin swims 5,000 miles every year to visit the man who saved his life. João says,
I love the penguin like he's my own child, and I believe the penguin loves me.
João Pereira de Souza, 71, lives on an island near Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. He is a retired bricklayer, but still works as a part-time fisherman. One day, about 5 years ago, when he was fishing, he found a tiny sick penguin on the beach near his home. The penguin's feathers were covered in oil. The poor bird was dying. João felt sorry for the sick little bird, and so he took him back to his home. He cleaned him and fed him sardines, and he gave him the name Dindim. The penguin soon became strong and healthy again. After a week or two, João went down to the seashore and tried to put Dimdim back into the water. The penguin didn't want to go. He stayed with João, getting bigger and bigger. Beautiful new feathers grew on his back. 8 months passed. João was very happy because he was enjoying the company of his new friend. Then, suddenly, one day in February, Dindim disappeared. João was sad to lose him, but hoped that the bird just wanted to return to his penguin family. 4 more months passed. João was walking sadly home from the beach when suddenly he heard a familiar honking sound. Dindim was back. So it was, and so it is. Every year since then, Dindim spends 8 months with João and then disappears for 4 months. Where does he go? It is thought that he swims 2,500 miles to the coast of Argentina or Chile to start a penguin family, and then swims 2,500 miles back to João. That's 5,000 miles a year to be with the man who saved his life.